Welcome to the CLS Experience. I'm your host, Craig Siegel. I'm a born and raised New Yorker who achieved success with multiple businesses, but I crave something deeper. So I dedicated myself to personal growth and transformation by revamping my mindset. I went from being unable to run a mile to conquering four marathons the following year. Now, I want to help others manufacture big breakthroughs of their own.
If I'm really aligned to it, it's done. Like, it's just done. I'm in. So for me, that's the world that I enjoy playing in. So my whole life, people were telling me, you'll see, you'll never be able to run the business that you're running when you have kids. You're never going to be able to find a man that's going to,
keep up.
No, absolutely not. I threaten men. I'm going to gas out. All these things. And I've been told that so many times. And my thing was always like, I was like, well, watch me. Like, just watch me. And I put those people that had so much judgment of my life, I just quietly put them aside. Because who you let into your mind and who you let into your space and who you let into making their beliefs your reality is how you're going to see the world. So I created a world inside my head that was beautiful.
On today's episode of the CLS Experience, we have a very exciting treat. She is an international speaker, life and business coach, and corporate consultant, just to name a few. She's converted her entrepreneurial intuition into a teachable and tangible skill that's applicable for anyone. She helps countless people in her tribe break through their limiting beliefs, rewire their thinking, and build the skills and habits necessary to achieve their goals to build a life they never dreamed of, no big deal. Her ability to cultivate the best can-do attitude is second to none, and she's here to teach you to kick your life into high gear and become your own personal success story. With her takeaways, you'll have the tools you need to get wherever you want to go with limitless abundance. She's just a juggernaut in all facets of life and a terrific mother and wife. Please welcome the charismatic, dynamic, and exuberant, the entertaining and dynamic, Coach Sonia Zarbetny. How you doing, Sonia?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here. Let's go. I'm so happy to do this with you.
We probably could have talked for 5 hours. We're like, hold on, let's save this stuff for the show. Instant chemistry. It's not the first time you and I collab. We had you on our show, The Paradigm Shift, a couple weeks back. And we were laughing before we went air because we're both very selective with who we associate ourselves with and so forth. But right away, it's just like, yes, I'm here for all of it. The audience is in for such a treat today. We're about 5 million out. For my listeners, my biggest suggestion, if you're not familiar with Coach Sonia, do yourself a favor. Do a deep dive. Play catch up. Check out all the amazing stuff that she has going on. All her content. What I think is most valuable today is we just have an unbelievable conversation. Before we dive in, we're going to get a little weird. You ready for me?
I'm always ready. Just like I'm ready for it all. You lead the way. I will be right there with you.
Sonia, what is your superpower?
My superpower is love.
Love. I want to know
it's
more.
It's love. Because you know what it is? It's when you come from a space of, you know, people will, they'll be like, Sonia's energy, right? Sonia's energy, Sonia's tribe, Sonia. Yeah, but what is it really? It's love. Like, I lead with love. I love life. I love experiences. I love people. I strive for mastery of just every single moment of my life. I eat it up. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, let's fucking go. Let's eat this. Let's do it. And what's beautiful about when you lead with love is beautiful things happen. You manifest the right people in your life. You manifest the right clients in your life. The right people just show up and you just get to play. Like I really feel like I get to play. This is all a big, big playground for me. And I want to just take people on an epic experience in their best life too.
You're speaking my language right now. And I know this because of contrast, because I'm with you right now over the last 2.5 years specifically. I'm in love with life. People are always like, what are you on? I'm like, you don't get it. I spent 35 years on myself. So for me, it wasn't always like that. That's why I know what you're saying is to be true. Was it always like this for you? Or did you kind of pivot and change gears along the way to find this alignment?
You know what it is? It's to me, there was always this light. There was always this play. I was always this little girl with so much energy, big curly hair, and I've traveled all around and I've always wanted to just play. And what ended up happening is, you know, we all kind of have this adapted self, right? We start to adapt. Because we're told that we're too much, or we're told that, you know, I was in the fitness game. I lived in LA and in Vegas and all these things. And I was always told, like, I'm too much. I've got too much energy. Do I ever stop? And until the day that I was just like, I'm just going to lean in hard into it. And I'm just going to make that my superpower. And I'm going to fall in love with it. Not just go, oh, well, trying to. No, I'm just going to fall in love with it and be like, I love this about me. I love the energy, because energy comes from within. It's not even a thing of, oh, you know, if I do this certain thing, I wake up in the morning and I go train and I go lift and I set my intention and I get to do these things. And now I just lead by example. So for me, was it always like that? Yeah, it was always this energized, you know, full of passion, full of love. But did it get hard? Absolutely. Because people don't get you. You're an outcast at all times. And especially at being a woman, like for me growing up, as a speaker, there was no, as a coach, as it was, coaching just got hot lately. Like, sure. I've been doing this since I'm 23 years old. Like, I did Landmark at 23 years old. I was speaking on stages at 26 years old, but it was all.
Sonia, how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 41.
Wow. You're doing something really right. You could easily pass.
Yeah, Thank you. And I am doing something right. And it's,
but also just 41 years young, just get warmed up.
Oh yeah, I'm so, and always, there's always more there. You know, we caught up before that and I was like, this is just my week, right? These are just the experiences. These are just the stages. These are just the event I'm doing this week. And that's what's so beautiful about it, is because if we get to lead by example, then someone that's going to listen to this and be 55 and be like, yeah, but maybe I'm too old. Then we're here to tell you you're not. And if there's somebody that's 60 years old or 20 years old, it's like, it's not about the age. It's about that fire that you have inside of you. And, you know, to your listeners, if maybe you're listening to this and we're starting to speak to you because maybe your fire, like you're like, I used to be like that, right? Like I used to be like that. I used to have energy. I used to be but again, it's not too late. Like it's inside of you. We just got to like clean that diamond up and let it shine again.
I couldn't agree more. And the only negative I got going on is we don't have 10 hours to chat, but I know it's just the beginning of all to come. And it's funny because what you have to me, right, is a lit soul. Bang. It brings me great joy, gratitude, and teary eyes to announce we just signed the massive book deal with the iconic Wiley Publishing. I certainly don't know everything, but one thing I do know is how to reinvent yourself, including both your career and identity, to achieve spectacular success in a short amount of time. You see, CLS was not an overnight success. I have been studying all sorts of personal development, emotional intelligence, psychology, NLP, the law of attraction, Kabbalah, historic figures, and documenting my studies in journals for 15 years. This, combined with interviewing the world's greatest high achievers, I have now taken all this wisdom and articulated it into one single vessel called the Reinvention Formula, how to unlock a bulletproof mindset and upgrade your life, which is now available for pre-order anywhere you buy books, including Barnes & Nobles and Amazon. Grab your copy today and allow the elevation, upgrades, and understanding of how to think and play bigger begin. Thank me later, you dig. And it's funny because I think most people, and I used to be one of them, used to think that once you get the thing, you'll have a lit. Mm-hmm. So once you get the money or the partner or the relationship or the watch, whatever, then you have this feeling of being happy. But the reality is you can activate the lit soul now, no matter how old you are or where you're at. And then ironically, from that lit soul, you become a vibrational match and you end up manifesting the things you thought you needed to create that lit soul. So I'm not surprised one bit why your life is a giant playground in the best way, all the success, everything, because you are lit up.
And what's beautiful about that is once you start speaking in that, and once you start being in that space of like, hey, energy sees energy, love sees love, right? And once you start being that person that is about how can I help, how can I serve, like, then it doesn't become you and I are friends. Like, we were meet, and instantly we hopped on that live. I'm like, yes, speaking the same language. I didn't ask you how much you're making. I don't give a shit how, what, it, are you in a big house, a tiny, I couldn't care less. I just met someone that has a beautiful energy, that has wonderful values, that is doing what he loves, that is impacting people. And those values are what align to me. I you're not paying my bills. I don't, those things don't matter to me. I don't, whatever watch or car or whatever, however you're flexing, I hope you're doing it in the best ways. And why not? Like, it's not one or the other. It's always one and the other. But for me, what I look for is I look for, how are you making a difference? What are your values? And do your values align with mine? And mine are really, really aligned and very, very clear. So that's all that I look at. And the whole flexing, cool. Like, why not have an epic? I love watches. Watches are great. Why not? But I love heart. I love play. I love values. I love somebody that just does good in their life. I love great moms. I love epic dads. I love people that are just kind people.
Yeah. You know what? I had this epiphany on a run this morning in Central Park, and it just came to me, and talk about alignment. Like, you are the living version of what I'm about to say. The real flex is someone that's on fire for life. And you, my friend, are on fire for life. And another thing I love about you is you make no excuses, right? Because I hear a lot of people, oh, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to start this. Yeah. But you don't know what it's like, Craig. You don't have kids yet, or you don't have a dog, or whatever the case may be. But you have a lot on your plate, but you still get it all done and then some, no excuses. Yeah. So for the people out there that have these limiting beliefs, like, oh, they can't be a mom and a badass entrepreneur.
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
Oh, yeah. I say, join, come in. Let me teach you. But the thing is too, is that I have systems, I have habits, I have routines. I'm a machine. Like, I've become a machine. But the other thing is, don't compare yourself to me. I don't, you know, then people go, yeah, Sonia, but one second, I'm just telling you, here are my habits, my routines, and here's what works. I have unbelievable discipline. You know, I'll go out, but if I'm teaching a workout the next morning, I'm not skipping. I'm never late. I'm not, like, that's just who I am. And if I give you my word, it's done. It's done. I'm showing up. So that is who I am. It's not, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, then you go back to old habits. I'm like, no, these are my habits. I've become a machine. I've been doing this for so long that now I can be someone who stands for it. And when you do have a kid, you're going to be calling me going, Sonia, how am I doing this? I'm like, okay, here you go. Number one, you need this. Number two, you know, and is it hard work? Yeah, but it's epic work. Like, I don't believe, you know, I don't know who sold this whole life was going to be easy and all these kinds of things. But however, even the journey, the heart is epic. Because the hard builds character, the hard builds who you are. Like, for me, it's always this, like, the more I get punched in the face, the more I'm like, all right, let's go. Okay. Like, I love this. I love the getting punched in the, not that much. That's not true. I'm not loving it, but I'm like ready for it. And I'll, you know, slip and go back in. So, and I think that it's so fun to be able to also speak to other women about this and be, hey, like, I can be on stage and I have an event in an hour, 90 people coming in an hour, 400 people on Zoom, but I'm so focused, present and aligned with you because my intention is I want to bring so much value to your listeners so that I might impact one person and I might wake one person of your listeners and they'll say, like, wait a second. Okay, maybe I can do a little bit more today. And maybe instead of leaning into the excuses and creating the story that no longer helps me and is not aligned with where I want to go, why don't I recreate new habits? And why don't I make the first step of tomorrow morning when I set my alarm, I get up and I go.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I imagine when you say play all in, this is what you mean.
100% at all times. And, but here's the thing. I know people, yeah, but you know, it's not always that. When I say play all in, when I rest, I'm resting all in too. I don't just mean go, 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 but it's like, be so present. My systems are so tight that I can manage and run a lot of businesses. You know, I don't look at any emails. I've got two assistants on that. Two people in my DMs, two, you know, there's systems in place so that I am so clear at what I do phenomenally well. I'm a strategist. I build strategy. I'm a coach. I'm a speaker. Like that I do really well. And I don't delegate. I also don't delegate my kids or my husband. That's it. Everything else in my life gets delegated because I'm not in my superpower answering emails. I don't like it. I'm not good at it. I'm not in my superpower doing tasks that I don't like. So I don't do things I don't like.
I could already hear the eye rolling, and this is what they're saying to themselves. Well, Sonia, that sounds great, but I don't have the money to delegate just yet. I'm a one woman operation. What would you say to that?
Oh, we can go on the eye rolls of every single excuses you could possibly ever think of, because there'll always be a beautiful answer to it, right? But the one thing everybody has to start with is they have to choose. You got a choice. You got a choice. You could stay in that excuse and be like, yeah, but Sonia. But anything after the yeah, but Sonia is just that excuse. And it's stopping you from making the right decisions in your life so that you can actually have an epic life. Have an epic life. What you can even start to do right now is go, all right, I'm a one person enterprise or whatever it is that I'm doing. However, even look on socials. If you're creating the content, posting the content, editing the content, writing up the captions, answering your DMs, you're not that great at all of it. You're not that great. There's people that are better than you, can do it faster than you, and can do it at a lesser rate than you. So the first step that we can tell your listeners to do is, what's your rate an hour? Find out, what is your rate? So let's say if you're a coach, a trainer, whatever, what is that rate an hour? Maybe you're a trainer at $100 an hour. Let's do something easy. $100 an hour. Cool. Then look at every single task that you're doing in your day and look at it. Am I doing $15 an hour tasks? If you are, then that hour can be delegated to a person at $15 an hour, and you can use that hour to be able to train an extra client. And then look what happens. You're generating more revenue. You're staying in your zone of genius, and you're delegating the things that you're not ideal at or that you just don't like.
Yeah, everything's figure outable, right? I mean, Marie Folio says that, she was on the show, but it's so true. Like, there's no excuses.
And it's like, let's be kind to each other. Like, I get it. Okay. I get it. And a lot of people, it's like, it's not kind of a get up and I get it. I understand. However, there's such a beautiful life out there where you can be having such present times with your kids, have such present times with your husband or wife or partner or whatever. But if you're out there trying to be everything and do everything, you're never fully going to be focused on those moments or having time for yourself to create epic moments, right? Because you're doing the thing. Like, there's beauty in stillness and creation, and there's growth in that creation. Yeah. And having that time to be able to go, oh, what am I creating? That's the real flex. Like, that's amazing.
You're such a beautiful soul. And when I think of you, I think of someone that, like, when you get to the end of your life, God willing, another 100 years from now, you're going to be worn out, right? Like you beat that thing this vessel to the ground. Like, you made every second count. You're not getting.
That's what I want.
Yeah, same.
That's what I want. That's what I want.
It's not like it's going to be dealership quality, like barely abused. No, you're running, you're all in, like all the things, epicness. And you're not saying it's easy, right? You're saying anything really worthwhile is challenging. That's why there's the 1%, right? But it's worth it. And on the other side of those challenges and obstacles is where all the growth, fulfillment, abundance, and all the alignment really lies. And I know that because I spent so much time buying into this other story that is this it for me at Wall Street, I'll never find love, all that stuff. The moment I realized I had a choice, I could choose a different story, everything started to open up. And yeah, there are challenging moments, but it's all worth it because you and I, we are alive.
And what's beautiful, so for me, my gosh, like the number of things that were told to me, which is, you know, you're never going to find a man that is going to be able to keep up with your hustle, you know, because I'm hungry. And the thing is, once you start I don't believe in, like, I don't have fear. I have excitement. So this concept of fear is just something that you're feeling in your body, right? But I call it excitement. I love the butterfly. I thrive on, like, oh shit, you know, 10,000 people on it. Like, this makes me really, really excited. So I don't get really, and if I'm really aligned to it, it's done. Like, it's just done. I'm in. So for me, that's the world that I enjoy playing in. So my whole life, people were telling me, you'll see, you'll never be able to run the business that you're running when you have kids. You're never going to be able to find a man that's going to, you know,
up.
I'm like, yeah, no, keep up. No, absolutely not. I threaten men. I'm going to gas out. I'm going to all these things. And I've been told that so many times. And my thing was always like, I was like, well, watch me, like, just watch me. And I put those people that had so much judgment of my life, I just quietly put them aside. Because who you let into your mind and who you let into your space and who you let into making their beliefs your reality is how you're going to see the world. So I created a world inside my head that was beautiful.
Nutrition Solutions offers the best healthy meal prep options for health, wellness, weight loss, and improved performance. The customer service and support at Nutrition Solutions is unbelievable and second to none. And when I travel for my marathons, the meals are waiting at my hotel. I don't even have to break a sweat. Even their protein donuts and breakfast items are made with fresh organic ingredients. I love Nutrition Solutions' reliability, quality, and all-around lifestyle that they represent, which is world-class. To get both physically and mentally fit, go to nutritionsolutions.com and use promo code CLS25. Thank me later, you dig.
That was, you know, that had no limits and that didn't put me in a box. I didn't want to be in this box and I didn't want the next generation of little girls to ever be told that they can't run a business and have a family as well. So what I decided to do is now I don't even call this like work-life balance. I think does not exist at all, because balance means two things are equally. It's not true. Right now I'm on your podcast. My kids are in the other room in my office. I'm not with them right now. Right. So there's no balance. I'm really good in my business. I'm less in my thing. However, when this is done, I'm going to go spend some time with them and then I'll be really focused as a mom. So instead of trying to find these balances in our life, let's create harmony. Harmony is beautiful. Harmony is attainable. That means that at some moments you'll be all in on your business. You'll be all in on something. But at another moment, you'll turn into mom again and you'll be really focused on that. And then you'll turn into your relationships and then you'll feed yourself and you'll want to move your body, because without taking time for yourself and really, really having that time for yourself, that's where you're actually going to gas out, because you're giving of yourself to everybody else and you forget to feed yourself.
Because I just love you straight up. There's so many nuggets that we can unpack there. First of all, the last thing that you said, it goes back to that old analogy for like the airplane, right? Like you put your oxygen mask on first before you help others. And that's something that I've been really working on, is because, you know, I hate to say the expression, it's kind of corny, like very like empathetic, already like empath, feel old energy. Yeah. But the reality is like you have to fill your cup. You have to be on fire so you can help others. So you can't drain yourself. Then you're no use to anybody. Another thing you mentioned before is like how you create this movie in your head or this story or this world that's limitless and so forth. And that reminds me of like NLP stuff. Like when I first started training the personal development, like it's not really the world that you're looking at. It's your map of the world and your frame, so to speak. And with all the other people that judge, you're just not available for that. And I imagine similar to me, which I'm experiencing a lot now as I continue to ascend as a human, as a brand and so forth, there's a lot of people that don't love it for whatever reason. Maybe it's most likely on them, whatever the case may be. But that's not our problem, right? Because the higher we ascend, the more people like that are going to be out there. How do you personally handle that?
I lean in so hard into creating an authentic personal brand. Like when you follow me on social media and on Instagram, it's like I am the one that has 100 stories deep, because I do a lot of things during my day. And again, guys, I'm a speaker, so it's really easy for me to hop onto my stories, and it's become a habit. It's just a habit. But, and I create community, right? So how I specifically do it is I want you to be able to follow me on socials and then see me outside and go, she's exactly the same. And that is the power of a true authentic brand. The next level to that is the more you lean in to giving so much value, to being so much yourself, to being, you know, to speaking your truth, whether that's people like it or not, it's your truth. You know, it's okay if people don't like it, but the beautiful thing is there's an unfollow button that they're more than they're so welcome to just go click. It's not for you. It's just not for you. Like sometimes I'll get a comment and I'm like, oh my God, are you lost? I'm so sorry. I think you're lost in my page. This isn't for you. You and I are just not aligned. I love you. I wish you well, but please like go click that unfollow button and go troll somewhere else. But it never affected me. They were just lost. Poor thing. What are you doing on my page? Did you, right? And for me, I believe the more I lean in and the more I do what is my gift to do, the more I create community that are all in with me. Like literally my community is called the tribe. Like my place is the tribe. Yeah. My program's called All In. Like it's play big and go all in. Because once you are a person that is so completely aligned with who you are and unapologetically who you are, that shit is sexy. It's sexy because people will go, hey, she might be a lot for me. She might be, but at least she's owning it. Yeah. And people love people who own it. People love people who are, they might not be the same as you. However, good for them just being them. And people want, what do they really want? They want to be accepted for who they are. Yeah. But we as public figures, as speakers, as coaches, as leaders in our community, we have to be those people.
Yeah, you got to stand for something, right?
100%.
And we're not going to be for everybody. And I understood that when I became a public figure, because it might surprise you, but I'm a bit of an introvert. And when I pivot and reinvent myself, the pandemic, I had no following, no connections, nothing on Instagram, 300 followers, whatever the case may be. But I said for the first time ever in my life, because I'm a bit of a recovering people pleaser, I will be 100% real, raw, authentic, and me. And I know I will not be everybody's glass of whiskey or cup of tea. And that's okay. The right people gravitate and life will act as a true, authentic filter. And the wrong people will go that way. And that's okay. But stand for something, right?
And you know what the thing is too, let's take it even. So I'm not a people, I don't give a shit about what people, I really don't. Like it does not affect me, but I am somebody that stands for my people. Meaning you are my friend. No one is allowed to come at you. You're my friend. I stand for my people. I stand for my community, and I will stand for other people. So if I ever hear something about you, they now have to deal with me too. And that, again, that's sexy because it's one thing to say, you know, oh, no hate, no nothing, but call it out too. Because I am somebody that when I tell you that I support other people, I empower other people, I'm that friend that's going to show up at your event, not as Coach Sonia. I'm going to wear your fucking hat. I'm going to wear your hat. I'm going to have your hoodie. And people are going to go, oh, no. I'm like, no, man, I'm just with Craig today. I'm just good. And then I'm going to be doing your stories. And I'm going to do all of the good things because I love real, I love friendships, and that's what I value. I don't have transactional friendships. That doesn't excite me. I don't want your affiliate link. I'll do it for you. We'll create epic things together, but I just want to have such an authentic life so that people know that you and I are real friends, that you're dropping into Montreal, you're showing up at my place. That's fun to me. From that space, we could create. From that space, we can lead and grow community. And like that to me is really, really fun. I'm not involved in this whole transactional thing of social media. You've got a lot of followers, so we should do a live together. I don't need that shit. I don't look at how many people like my stuff or what. That's not where I'm at. I want to fall in love with my content, put it out and feel like this can help somebody else. And then it's into the world. You think Instagram's going to tell me, oh, now you like me because of your algorithm. Now you're going to show 2% of my people or 10%. Like, that's not going to be my worth. My worth is going to be the contribution I get to do in other people's lives.
Yeah, you nailed it. This is unbelievable. And you mentioned something before that I think is really cool, and that the sexiest thing or the most attractive is when someone is just 100% them, right? Unapologetically. And even if you don't like them, so to speak, a winner can't help but respect it, right? Game recognized.
Yeah, and like that's right.
A lot of people have been asking me lately, like, how do you deal with haters? And I come to this realization, like, winners don't hate. Winners don't have time to hate, drama, gossip, none of that shit.
Ever.
Right?
Never.
So if you're around someone that's talking, like, I used to go to the same barber for 12 years. And I literally just switched barbers because every time I would sit in the chair, they would just, like, gossip. And not about me. They loved me. I had enough. Like, I just want to be around.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. So like,
yeah, I'm allergic to that shit. I don't do the girls' night of I'm really, so how you speak to you are an introvert. I am the most, my kids can't speak of negativity. They can't speak of, it's always like, find the kindness of in people. Every single night, my kids are like, what's your highlight of the night? I program my kids like a boss. Like, I'm just like, I want my kids to be the kind kids that are just speaking kindness of people. There's my daughter coming right now. I'm talking about you. Say hi to
Bring
my friend.
Bring her on. Let's get a cameo. Hi. How you doing?
Say hi. This is Mia.
Now, this is
Coach Sonia's best mom ever. I swear this is not sponsored. Aww. I swear this was not planned. How cute is that?
He's so, how old
oh, there's
is
a turnaround. How old are you? We're going to see Craig in New York. Cool. Okay, I need to finish this podcast. I love you. It's amazing. From your favorite child. This is up to debate. It's cute. It's cute. But I've got two.
Gotta love it.
And I got three stepsons. So what is beautiful with this whole, let's speak to this whole hater thing.
Please.
Okay, here's the deal. You never, ever, ever criticize down. You don't criticize down. Meaning, if I'm on top, I would never criticize somebody that's trying to make his first video, that's trying to become a coach, that's trying to become... I will support you. I will cheer for you. I will... So if they're criticizing you, that means you're on top of them. That means that they're trying to get to what you're trying to do, right? So what you have to always look at is guard your castle. I don't have these people around me, number one. And number two is I have friendships that are like you. Like, nobody could ever speak negatively about me to you. You'll be like, nah, Sonia's the best. I fucking love Sonia. What are you talking? So then it will never even come back to me, because the people that I have around me, my tribe, my clients, my friends, they're my gatekeepers. They know the real me. They know I'm a lot, but they know I love to hoodie up, be in the gym and be all gangster and be alone. But they know me, so they will have my back. So these haters, they'll never be able to get to me because I won't speak to them, and my friends will never let that come to me. So where are we? Surround yourself with epic people. Talk about epic ideas. That's the fun. And the second that you speak to someone and you hang up the phone and you're not better off than when you picked up the phone, that person's just not right for you.
Correct. Yeah. And it's best to understand that, like, most people are in your life for a season and a reason, right? Nobody's got a whole pass forever. And someone was asking me, I think maybe yesterday, I was on a podcast and, like, you've really evolved. Like, how do you get along with some of the people from your past? I'm like, I really don't, if we're being honest. And it's something personal. I don't think I'm better than them. I'm just, I actually put content out today about this. I'm just growing. People have a choice to grow with me. And if they're not, or if I have interactions with them and I find myself like deflated, like, first of all, that's on me. But I also have to be aware that when I'm with that cat, I lower my frequency. And it's nothing personal, but I'm going this way and I want to be around Sonia. And people like that, that are doing big, epic things, that are positive, that are supportive, that are uplifting, and quite frankly, have similar interests.
You know what I find is a bit hurt my, you know, one thing that I'm not struggling with, but one thing I find sucks is it's funny how it's the people around you that end up changing with you, because all of a sudden they're seeing you on TV or on big stages or on socials or on all this stuff. And it's like, all of a sudden my phone stops ringing. And I go to weddings or I see my friends or whatever, and they're like, oh, well, you know, you're too cool, you're too busy. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. You have my phone number. So they're like, I sent you a DM. I'm like, but you're my friend. Well, why don't you just call me or text me or, you know, but they're like, no, but now you're too big. You know, you're such a big shot. And I'm like, I didn't change. Like, it's not because I got, I don't know, bigger stages, more financials, more, like, I didn't change. I've always been the same girl. All these things are not what make me. So I've actually find that people around me change because all of a sudden, you know, Coach Sonia is a big deal. Okay, but Sonia wants to play. Like, you didn't call Sonia. You didn't be like, hey, let's grab a coffee or let's do something. You just imagined and you just said, well, no, she's too cool now. She's too big now. Yeah. She rolls with such big shots. But sometimes it's the people too. Around you.
Sonia, I noticed that too. And I imagine, it, I don't know if it's jealousy or my guess is, and don't quote me on this, but I think that they see something in you of a symbol of somebody that's really going for it. And that triggers them because I imagine that they're really not, and they're not as happy or even close as you are. And that makes them feel some type of way. I've experienced this myself, and I would send back love, and I hope everybody has the courage and is brave enough to step into why they're here or what they really want to do and take that shot.
I think that the beauty, you know, how I deal with these things is I always, again, goes back to love. Like when they do see me in real life again, and it's like, I hug them and I'm like, I'm so happy to see you. Tell me about your kids. Tell me. Then they're like, oh shit, this whole story that they made up because now they're seeing me blow up on here or on, you know, stage, whatever they're seeing or watching, or they watch all my stories and yeah, I'm really busy. But then they see me in real life and it's like, I love you. I see you. Tell me, how's your kids? So then it's like, oh shit, she didn't change. Oh shit, she is still the same. Because again, it's we live in a space where it's weird that we're on socials and people can see our stuff, or we're on stages and we're doing all this. It's a different game. It's a different game. And it's a wonderful game because we get to create community all over the world. Like, people that are going to listen to this podcast can be all over the world. And how incredible is it that I'm in Montreal, you're in your place in New York, we're both on Zoom, and we get to touch so many people. So
good.
With that, again, it causes certain things in people as well. However, the secret is always stay aligned to who you are. Stay aligned to who you are. Lead with love, lead with love, lead with love. And sometimes people will unfollow you and you'll be too much for someone, and it just wasn't the right time. And right now you're triggering something in them. It's not about you. It's just what they're seeing, what you're mirroring. There is something about them, and that's okay. So I just like, I love you. I see you. I'll see you on the flip side. And then they come back and they're like, I'm ready for you now. I was going through something and it was really triggering for me. But if you're staying completely aligned to who you've always been, then you're like, all right, come back in. Let's fucking play. Let's go. And you're there.
That's it. Because you're consistent. What was that? That's right. I can hear your thoughts. Have no fear. I'm going to tell you exactly where you can get weekly access to the CLS experience live in action. Drop in gems, nuggets, trainings, special celebrity and business mogul guest speakers, and maximum energy. We just launched the CLS membership. We have weekly Zooms with like-minded, growth-oriented juggernauts, networking and absorbing all the wisdom via weekly Zooms. Head to cultivatelastingsymphony.com and then bang, enter your new network today. Let's grow together. You dig? This is so good. It's funny because I had, you know, preparation breeds confidence. I had so many questions I wanted to ask you, but we're just flowing. And these are my favorite conversations ever. It's just so much fun. I wanted to ask you, for the audience that can't see, and obviously we'll drop the videos too, you got a pretty big event right behind you that's going to start in less than an hour. What's the deal with this event? What's going on?
You know what it is? So one of my programs is, so I coach on mindset, obviously, honestly, every single thing. And I'm not really, every single thing in your life starts with mindset. You want to make more money? Mindset. You want to have a hotter body? Mindset. You want to make more impact? Mindset. Like, you have to be the person that takes those actions, right? So that's the number one thing. So anyway, so the first part of my program is it's mindset. Then you it's mindset, business, body, relationships, and personal branding. So this is the month of body. So I'm all in. So what we're playing with today is they're coming into Montreal, into my space. We have 90 people, sold that out on stories in 2 seconds, and then 300 people on Zoom, and we're going to have a workout. We're going to have music. We're going to have sponsors. They're going to have shakes. We're going to have mimosas. It's going to be a vibe, because you know what is so important right now is for all the coaches and for everybody that's doing phenomenal work, people want to see people. They want to be activated. They want to experience something. So if you, and that's why I do so many events all over the world, because I want them to be able to feel something. Because once you feel and you activate people and you get them in such a great energy, from happy, you can create. You know, from happy, you can vision board. From energy, you can manifest the right people. From you being just so happy with yourself, the right people start to show up. So I'm really obsessed with that. That's why I have such a big space in Montreal. And I always do these events here and I do them all over, because I want to make people happy. And I want them to realize that just by activating, you know, their magic, they can then have this really wonderful life. And then they'll lean out of the excuses and lean into just who they authentically are.
Energy is everything. Well, mindset is too. But something that I really doubled down on over the last couple of years is energy. And when you're able to stay in that high vibe, like you are every single time I've encountered you, and I imagine you have your moments, just like everybody, but for the most part, when you're like that, that's how you're just a match for all the abundance. Yeah. Like you're not available for anything that takes it down. And that's how you really start manifesting. Like, when people say, like, you don't have to worry, when you're in alignment, you don't have to worry so much about the how, like, as an entrepreneur making money, like, it's true. Like, when you're in that frequency, you're on fire, opportunities are coming to you, people are hitting you up, people, things are happening that you never even saw coming, because you're just so energetic. And also, like, the money stuff, and this is a whole other conversation we'll bring you back for sequel.
Let's talk money. Let's talk money, baby. Yeah, cool. But this is going to be the part 19 of our 89-part podcast. So this week with Sonia podcast.
What I was going to say is monetizing, like, it's just a byproduct, an energetic exchange for you adding all the value that you add.
So what's beautiful is about that too, it's like, you know, I play again, it's like my launches, I do so many launches, and I do launches for other coaches. Like, I have a whole media agency that's what we do, right? We work with the best coaches and we do their major program launches and stuff. And but what it is like, well, what's the experience that you're creating for your clients? You know, what does your personal brand say about you? Like, for me, when people go, Coach Sonia, it's like I start every masterclass I have with an anthem. I'm making my people move. And it's a bit annoying, because now they go on my stories and they're like, is she rocking a music video or is she coaching? But I want to get them into an anthem and then I can coach you. Because imagine if I could get in, put a smile on your face, get you all fired up. Imagine what then you will be writing on your handouts and your notebooks and what kind of coaching you're then going to get, right? And what's beautiful, again, is people want to play with people. Like, the second that you activate your magic and you figure out, like, what's your X factor, like, why you, and you lean into that, of course the right people show up, because they want to play too. And if we speak on money abundance, and if we, like, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be in a position where I really don't need to work. But I love it, because to me it's not work, it's play. So if I don't need it, then I want to play with people that I love. I want to create epic experiences with my friends. I want to go around the world and create, you know, stages and workshops and with people that I love. So my, what can somebody do right now, right? I'm always like, every time I do this, it's like, yeah, that's great. But what's one tangible action step that somebody that's listening to this can actually take right now out of this? The first thing is you need to choose. Number one, like, choose. Are you going to keep doing what you're doing? Or maybe you hopped into this podcast and you're like, wow, this girl's got a lot of energy. I don't know, but cool. But you need to choose. Where are you playing small in your life? Like, where can you actually lean in a little bit more? Is it in your fitness? Is it in your relationship? Is it in yourself? Is it in your business? Is it in your personal brand? Like, what category of your life can you lean in and go, all right, I want to really crush this part, right? And then you got to choose. You really got to say, all right, I'm going to go hard on my socials. I'm going to go hard in my fitness. I'm going to stop with the excuses and I'm going to start showing up in my life, right? Once you choose, then you got to get to work. But the fun thing about this is you have to make it in a space that you get to do that. Not you just have to do it. You just get to do it. I see you in the gym. You're the same as me. We're going to go box in New York 100%. We get to do this, right?
Yeah. I ran a half marathon Sunday because why not? And
also, why not?
Yeah. And we're going to land the plane, but we can't not bring up personal branding because you do it so well. You're so big into it. Same. And you just mentioned, like, I forgot how you worded it because I was so engaged, but something along the lines of people buy people. And yes. I couldn't agree more. Like, I can't tell you how many times I paid a little more to buy something from someone that I built a rapport with, where I like their energy or their frequency, as opposed to saving $1,000 with when I didn't have a rapport. So for anyone that's building a personal brand out there, like, it's your frequency, it's the vibe that you're giving off is what's going to attract people and make them interested. It's not, and I'm not saying don't have a great product. Of course you should. Don't, you know, be responsible. But they're buying you, the authenticness, 100%. How you show up, all that stuff, right?
Can you say that back louder? Because it's 100%. My people, I'm telling you, they'll buy my products, not my products, my programs. They'll show up to my events and like nobody even knows what I'm going to do. And they're like, I don't even know why I'm here, but I'm in.
Yep.
And that's the beauty. Say hi to Yanu. Say, this is my other one.
Hi.
Very nice. He's coloring. And that's what's beautiful, because they're like, I don't know what it is about her, but I trust her. And that's the beauty about personal branding right now. It's not just the valuable content that you put out. Is people don't just have to like you. They have to love you and trust you. Once they love and trust you, then you're creating a relationship. Again, it's like create the relationship with your community, with your followers. Create content that is not just valuable, but that they feel like they actually know you. And once they feel that they know and trust you, then the world is yours, baby. Like, you want to do an event here or drop a program here or become a coach on here. It's not about the money anymore. They will pay whatever, because they'll be like, whatever she's going to drop, I'm in. Whatever event they're going to do together, it's going to be money. And that's what you want to do.
Sonia, I can't tell you how many times someone signed up for one of my programs. And like, so what are we doing here? Like, what do you mean? You just signed up. Like, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, get a piece of you or just be around you.
Yeah.
But what is this course about? Oh, we're building and scaling a podcast. Oh, great. Sign me up.
Yeah.
But I do the same. I get it. Yeah. Too good. Look, we're going to bring you back. There's so many more things we're going to do, which is really what excites me most. I say very humbly, the show is breaking out. We're about 5 million now. What's the best?
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. By the way, by another way, it's like, you know what? Just when you just really like someone and you connect with someone, it's like, make it a hell yes. To be super honest, I had no idea. Like, do you have a big podcast, a little podcast? And I don't say yes to like 99% of the stuff. It's a no, because I really, really value time. And da, da, da. But it's like, you could have told me, Sonia, I'm like, yes, whatever it is that you want, yes. And that's what you want. You want to create relationships that are based on relationships, not, hey, send me your stats and then I'll start playing. I just want to give value, but I also want to just congratulate you. And I want to really, really, it's wonderful what you're doing, because you're consistent, and consistency is key. It's so important. Building those habits, it's a superpower. Being so consistent, showing up no matter what. I'm sure you had other things, but you're always in, you're super dialed in, and look at the results that it's doing, my friend. I'm so proud of you. That's awesome.
Thank you so much, Sonia. I genuinely really appreciate that. And you mentioned the word consistency, and I think that's really good, because that's available for everybody. It really comes down to effort and showing up. So a lot of people, like, they ask, like, how have I taken off over the last 2 years? I say very humbly, because I'm so consistent. And in my opinion, that's something I can control. And so can all the listeners. So thank you for saying that. I received that. But what I was going to say is, what is the best way for my whole audience and community to support you right now?
Follow me on Instagram. That's number one. Follow me, see if we connect, see if we're aligned, and then let's get to play. There's just so much. And I'm here for it all. I'm always like, I got nothing to sell, right? I just want to play. I want to give value. And if you like this podcast, you know, take a story of it, tag me into it. I want to know what the highlight was. What was that one thing that you're actually going to put into action? And once you finish this, it's like, okay, this is great. I love this. But now, what am I actually going to put into action? What's one step that I can do right now today?
That's what's most important. Sonia, do you have your own podcast?
No, I don't. But I know. We need to talk about this, right?
I think you would obviously excel and thrive in it. And it would be a great opportunity for other people to find out about the amazing stuff you have going on. Just a suggestion.
Yeah, I agree. I hear this a lot. But yes, definitely. That's in the game for this year for sure.
Cool. Hang out for one second. I want to connect with you after. Sonia, I want you to know the definition of being in alignment, authenticity, and unbelievable energy. I can personally guarantee your best yet to come. Keep on spreading your wings and leaving your mark on this world. So much love and respect for you. Thank you so much for stopping by and dropping these priceless, juicy nuggets today.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye, everyone. See you soon.
I mean, could that have been any more fun? It was the quickest time.
I'm so happy we rehearsed. Thank you for sending me questions. I hate when people, like, every time somebody sends me questions, please don't send me questions. Same. Like, it's your world. I will rock it out the way that you need me to rock it out. But, right? That's the 100%. Best way. It's like, free flow, go from that, give him so much value.
No, this is some serious rapport, and those make the most valuable conversation for the audience as well. I'm really excited for your event today. You're gonna crush it.
I 100%. I already did. Like, it's already done.
Yeah,
they already loved it. Look, they're already showing up. It's already done.
Of course they are. I'm gonna text you back in a little bit, and obviously let's stay connected, but I'm definitely gonna create time to see you in New York. And we'll get to spend some intimate time together. And let's figure out some more things to do. I genuinely love you.
Oh, 100%. I'm proud of you. Obviously.
You're fun, Sonia, you're really fun to watch. And I could just tell with the heart and all that stuff. You're doing some great stuff. I'm really proud of you.
You're the best. All right. So much love for you. Text me later. And let's go boxing and let's work out in New York too, for sure.
Done. Crush it tonight, okay?
Bye. I will. Thanks for having me, hon. That was fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow me on Instagram at CraigSiegel_CLS, the YouTube channel Craig Siegel, and our website, CultivateLastingSymphony.com, where you could sign up for our email blast with all free trainings on all of our content. The best is yet to come.